Dr. John Walsh, indeed, and I had a conversation a couple of months ago from NUIG, and he was talking about the pirate radio history of Galway. And in a short space of time, he's put a huge amount of work into it, I have to say. And he joins me on line one today. Dr. Walsh, good morning to you.
Morning, Keith.
A simple conversation we were having, but I'll tell you, you've been furrowing away and doing a lot of work on pirate radio in the city and the county here.
Well, this is very much not my day job, Keith, I should stress.
No.
I'm actually on holidays at the moment, so I have a bit more time to do this. But basically, as a teenager in Dublin, I was involved in pirate radio there. For listeners who don't know, there was a huge explosion in pirate radio in the 1980s due to a loophole in the law, which meant that stations essentially flourished. And some of them were very big and strong and successful. Stations like Radio Nova in Dublin would have been renowned throughout Ireland, really, and even in the UK. And a lot of us kept those recordings of those stations, and in 2018 it was the 30th anniversary of the close down of the pirates when the law was changed, the law that brought us stations like Galway Bay FM and so on, and we decided to have an event in Dublin to bring together people who had been involved in 2018 to give us their memories. We interviewed a lot of people, over 100 people turned up, and we also started digitizing recordings that we had ourselves, and we received a couple of large donations, and we had a certain amount of material in Galway, about Galway, and although I didn't live in Galway in the 80s, I'm from Dublin, we had enough to do a mini-series. So over the last week, we've brought people on our website, which is pirate.ie. We've brought people a series of recordings of Galway stations, big and small, that were on the air during the 1980s, which was the peak period of the pirates. And indeed, Keith, you were involved yourself.
I was.
Although I haven't found a recording of you yet, but we'd be delighted to receive one if you've anything in the attic that you'd like to pass on.
I have caseloads of... Listen, a quick memory. This is very short. That was from IRG, so it was. And Doc, indeed, one of our colleagues, found that, John. That was written by Jerry Mulholland, and was recorded, believe it or believe it not, by the choir from UCG, as it was at the time.
Yes, I heard that they sang the jingles for Independent Radio Galway. 1978 to 1979, that one was on the air, and I think the kind of prototype for a community radio station in Galway, really, Keith, but very short-lived. It seemed like a very interesting operation.
It was, and I mean, the photographs that you have of Liam Stenson and Mike Mulkearns and all the guys involved in it, I mean, I know you do it as a hobby, but it's wonderful. I mean, I've immersed myself in it a couple of evenings this week when I got home, because the memories just keep flooding back, because that was our era.
Well, absolutely. And I mean, you know, the current radio landscape wouldn't exist, Keith, if it wasn't for the pirates. I mean, they paved the way. They were very innovative. Some of the practices were very dodgy and wouldn't be acceptable today at all. There were some larger-than-life characters, but there were also some very talented people. And many of the current generation of broadcasters cut their teeth in the pirates. I went on to work in local radio and in RTE myself as a journalist. I mean, a lot of that was on the back of the experience that I had got in tiny radio stations in garden sheds and in attic rooms and so on. But I think as well, there's also a cultural and social history there that's important, Keith. Because the pirates were illegal, they haven't been properly documented. And one of the aims of our archive, pirate.ie, is to bring to people's attention the fact that the pirates helped change Ireland during a very grim decade economically. Many of them managed to make a profit despite the recession. They brought a lot of colour to the airwaves. They brought a lot of diversity to the airwaves. They brought new cultural experiences. It wasn't all American music.
No.
Some of them were, you know, were promoting the Irish language. We had the famous example in Connemara of Saor Radio Connemara that led to Radio na Gaeltachta. You know, there were big and small stations, and they were pushing the boundaries all the time, technically and in terms of their program content, and really they deserve to be documented and brought back to public knowledge, and that's one of our main motivations for this.
I don't know, were you FM or medium wave when you started out?
We were FM, but medium wave was beginning to decline. We were posh enough, yeah, but I think it might have had to do with expense as well, because it was a bit cheaper to run the FM transmitters than the medium wave ones.
I remember, because you allude to it in Indeed Pirate Clunacarnock.ie if you want to get further details on it. But Clunacarnock Castle was decided WCCR.
Clare Galway Castle, so perhaps I was wrong.
Clunacarnock Castle, WCCR from Galway. It's the jingle. And I used to do the breakfast show. But the first thing you had to do in the morning time was the Heffernan family, actually, they're still living in Galway. They owned it at the time. And Martin and his family. The first thing you had to do in the morning was take the fluorescent light out of the light in the roof and put it onto the transmitter. And if the fluorescent light lit, the transmitter was on full power.
Well, I think many of us worked in stations that were kind of held together by soldering irons and sellotape, certainly in the early days. And definitely there was that spread, Keith. There were the small operations like that that were very primitive technically, but then there were some of the big stations, like in Galway, as you've seen on the archive, WLS, Coast 103, County Sounds. These were big and large and successful operations, and very slick by the standards of today. Listening back, they still sound very good 30 years later.
They certainly do. So pirate.ie, so if they have audio or if they have script or if they have photographs or otherwise, you want it to be the go-to place for Pirate Radio in Galway.
Absolutely. I have to mention my colleagues, Brian Green in Dublin, who's the other half of Pirate.ie, and another colleague in the UK, Ian Bigger, who has given us a lot of historical recordings as well and images. We welcome images of brochures, flyers, car stickers. We even have a couple of photographs of T-shirts in there. We welcome recordings in their original form. We can digitise or as an MP3. And we also welcome people who want to do interviews with us, especially from the Galway area, people who were involved, for instance, with IRG, with WCCR, with the earlier stations, and any level of involvement, big or small, we're interested in talking to people. We can do interviews at the moment over Skype or Zoom.
You can, but I mean, IRG, I mean, Geary is, and you've got Tom O'Connor and John Sullivan. Pat Henry would still be there from WCCR. Jerry Delaney is from Hollymount to be with us as well. There's a plethora of people. We'll have to put this forum together and social distance and just have the fun, because they were fun times, so they were, John. They really were.
It would be fantastic, Keith. And I mean, as I said before, if you want to be involved yourself, we'd love to hear your own memories, and certainly to get a group of people from Galway who were involved around the same time would be amazing. It would really add to the archive, I think.
Let's do that. Dr. John Walsh, I know you're doing this on holidays, but well done to you for doing it. I'm just going to play, you put a montage together for us, John, and you've kind of covered all of them, including Margaretta Darcy, our great friend. Who's still with us indeed.
Still with us, and who kept on going. I think people probably know that Margaretta Darcy kept broadcasting after 1989, despite the new legislation, and has come and gone really up to about 10 years ago. So very important addition to the Galway radio.
What a wonderful lady. We'll talk about this again in the coming weeks, and if you have anything, please go to pirate.ie and just get further details from there, and John and the team will get back to you from there. John, keep up the good work. I'm just going to play this montage that John put together. It's a little over 2 minutes.
WLS News at 9 o'clock. I'm Laura Landers. Good morning.
Broadcasting from Galway on 102.7 MHz FM and stereo, this is the West Local Station, WLS.
Stand by for Jerry Brown, for myself, Shane Martin, till tomorrow at noon. Have a nice afternoon.
Broadcasting on 1026 kHz AM and 95.4 MHz FM. This is Community Radio for Galway, Atlantic Sound.
David Charles is offering 7 sessions on the Allison X Series Sunbed for only £10. The telephone number of the new David Charles Hair Salon is 091-62836. That's 091-62836. The new David Charles Hair Salon, 26 William Street, Galway.
Twigs FM, Bay Area weather.
Well, a
just 29 away from 4 now on Twigs FM. Let's have a look at Friday's weather, dry apart from a few wintry showers.
It's the best festival yet, Tune Festival 88. Starts Saturday 23rd of July and runs to Saturday 30th, with a general bar extension until 1 a.m. every night. Watch out for lots of live music, traditional and rock. The County Star Radio Birmingham Dairy's 10-kilometre road race takes place on Sunday the 24th of July at 3:15 p.m. Tune in to County Sound Festival Radio, broadcasting live from the Hermitage Hotel throughout the festival on 106 FM. Or stay tuned to County Sound FM for full details of festival activities. Tune Festival 88 starts Saturday, July 23rd. It's the best yet.
Your favorite radio station, County Sound.
So, good morning on this 1st of November, All Saints Day. And welcome to Radio Pirate Woman.
There you go. And what I must do is I must hook our own Doc and John Walsh together, because Doc has a load of audio there as well that they used last August when I was on holidays. But there you go. They were the times. We're back just after these, and well done to all involved in them. The memories, and if you go to pirate.ie, you'll get more memories as well.
Galway Talks with Keith Finnegan, in association with Seapoint Leisure Salt Hill, Galway's largest indoor family entertainment centre, packed with games for all the family.